I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the U.S. formally recognized as a genocide the killing of 1.5 million Armenians during World War I. 29 other countries have made similar declarations, including France, Germany, and Canada. The Ottoman Empire, which was based in modern-day Turkey, carried out that massacre. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA points out that the violence had some religious motivation. Most Armenians see themselves as Christians, while Islam served as the Ottoman Empire's official religion. These fractures can still be seen today. Last year, Turkey helped Azerbaijan in a war against Armenia. Nettleton's encouraging us to pray for believers in Turkey.
This will be seen by some as these Christians are attacking us. They're saying these bad things about us. So we need to pray for Turkish Christians, that God will watch over them and protect them.
And there's a spiritual revolution underway in Liberia.
West Africa, that region, has 393 unreached tribes of 147 million people.
That's Helen Williams of World Missionary Press, who can't name their partner for security purposes, but she says they're bringing the good news of Christ to people groups who've never heard it.
Their goal is to go where the gospel is not already present. And they've established bases in 4 of the 6 unreached tribes in Liberia. This year, they expect to have the last too, so they would be having teams within every unreached tribe of Liberia.
Connect with us online to learn how you can help send God's word to Liberia.
Our French New Testaments cost about 90 cents a piece to print. So for just a small amount, you can have a great influence in that region.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.